Our top story for this half hour, in a shocking comment, the Israeli foreign minister has said that those Palestinians in Israel who are not loyal to the Israeli regime must be beheaded. Avigdor Lieberman said those who are supporting Tel Aviv deserve everything, but the heads of the opponents must be chopped off with an axe. Speaking at an elections event, Lieberman also said that those who condemn the establishment of Israel on Nakba Day must be handed over to Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. It's believed that Lieberman's remarks reveal his willingness to push for more extremism in politics. Many say his words create a more radical environment, which could increase hatred against the Palestinians. For more on that story, we're now joined by Mr. Tom King, founder and editor of Global News Center, who's joining us from on the line from Portland, Oregon. Mr. King, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on the recent comments made by Avigdor Lieberman, kind of an ISIL-esque assimilation and comments there about beheading Palestinians.
Yeah, I would sure agree with that. And, you know, perhaps Israel is for the first time really revealing this, you know, desire that its political leaders have. I mean, but we all know that Lieberman's the radical, but he's a foreign minister and he has a lot of power. And the comment that you made about how this is going to have an impact on Palestinians, you know, in terms of their safety, I think that's absolutely true. Let's not forget that, you know, tens of thousands in Tel Aviv just rallied against the current right-wing Likud party and their government. But now, putting themselves on a pedestal with groups like the Takfiri terrorists from ISIL, it's just absolutely amazing. And, of course, they continue to try to lump Hamas and Hezbollah in with these radical Sunni groups that are operating in Syria and these other areas. But in reality, the head of Hezbollah called for, strongly denounced the beheadings of Coptic Christians today. So while the groups being branded as terrorists, like Hezbollah, who represent the Palestinians in Lebanon, say the right things, Israel is stepping onto a stone with these barbaric beheadings that are taking place. It's absolutely revolting. My first thought was revolting on this.
And Tim King, do you believe that you'll be shocked if Avigdor Lieberman receives absolutely no condemnation for such violent comments?
Would not be shocked at all, nor would I be shocked if the matter doesn't appear in any of the mainstream American press or media. This is a common problem. Of course, you know, Press TV, thank goodness, is reporting it. Times of Israel is reporting it. So every type of source is out there that they could work from. I will be curious to see if it makes its way into the American news channels.
Thank you very much. Founder and editor of Global News Center, Tim King, joining us on the line from Portland, Oregon.